Hey, what's up? This is the Footy on Paper podcast, where we talk football from your point of view.
Whee!
And I won more premierships alone than the other 19 managers together. 3 for me and 2 for them. Respect, 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 man, respect, respect.
Respect, respect, respect. Well, we are respecting ourselves here by bringing to you another episode of the Footy on Paper podcast. On the agenda today, Mourinho lays a marker by helping Spurs get their first away victory since January. Mado. Liverpool, or Liver, as per VAR poll, leave it late against Palace.
What do they teach you all these dead? No, what do they teach you all these dead jokes? No, what do they teach you all these rubbish?
Let me talk. City. Also, they go back to winning ways. Barcelona and Real Madrid share top spot in La Liga. No more international break. Whew. Sweet, sweet, sweet. And then Gabriel Barbosa, I don't know if you guys remember him. He was the hero.
Not everybody's old like you.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Who is Gabriel?
He's 23.
That's your business.
you don't know football. He helped Flamengo.
Is this Gabi Go we're talking about?
Yes, now.
I'm not old or anything. I'm not admitting to being old, but...
He helped Flamengo win the Copa Libertadores in dramatic style. All these and more, we will trash out. But first, introducing the one and only.
Don't even call me
Mr.
That. Don't call me that.
Overtalk.
God.
Ayubayife Awani Oyorishe, a.k.a. So let's see this one.
You can say it if you want.
Fanboy forever.
Hi.
How you doing, boy?
Hi, Dino.
Adeo. What's in the album now?
Nothing much, man. Glad that club football is back. Mm. Let's see how the foot is going to be till March. I mean, it's non-stop all the way, so I'm looking forward to it, man. Okay.
No more international break. So I want you to give us Nigeria scorecard. Your scorecard for Nigeria.
7.
7? With the way all the teams performed, but not just the Super Eagles.
Why are you disturbing me? Somebody cannot even mark the Super Eagles in peace. You want me to mark
Eagles, yeah, everybody,
Falcons, everybody,
yeah, even legends, mark them.
What's going to happen?
I mean, seriously, were you proud of Nigeria in terms of football this year?
The results were mixed.
I know AFCON, yeah, we finished third, young team is looking good, like the young players, but like the under 23s, the under 20s, the under 17, and even the women. They didn't really live up to expectations.
I don't know. I've gotten used to not being disappointed by these teams.
Oh my God.
You just wake up and then anything you see, you take it like that.
Why?
Because there's not enough days.
But I mean, they said with Amaju Pinnick that things are better now.
Okay. He's the one I don't know. He's the one that's kicking the ball. Yes, now that's it. He's going to enter the pitch.
So okay, quickly, before we enter Shalaya segment, okay. How can Nigeria get better?
It's not magic now. It's not rocket science.
What should they do? I mean, what should
the money you're collecting from do? The money you're collecting from FIFA, use it well. Lead us well. Govern us well.
Next, shall I say? Ha. Oh my God. Okay, let's start with the Shalaya segment now. First, City found a way to like get over their results.
Never in doubt.
Really?
I mean, did you expect anything else
really?
from that game?
I mean, with the form now, with the way you guys destroyed them.
Okay.
And then injuries and all.
See, let me tell you, there's something that they say, power past power. Chelsea don't get the power where Liverpool get. Do you understand?
Okay.
So when you see your mate, you go bow down.
What do you mean when you see your mate?
As well, when you see the one way past you.
Oh, past you. Okay. Sorry. Your senior now.
Your senior, the one way past you.
Okay, your first question.
Yes.
Did you see like a different Manchester City than you're used to? I think they're a bit conservative during the match.
Oh, yes. I mean, they just came off a really, really damaging loss. before the break, and you feel like they needed to get 3 points out of this to even be in the conversation regarding the title.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the gap expanding to double digits, that's what 12 points would have been disastrous for them and would surely knock them out of the conversation till, I mean, unless something drastic were to happen to Liverpool. But them winning the game, I think, showed a lot of strength and also showed the conviction that City have. I mean, they've won the title 2 years in a row now, so they're not going to be knocked off so easily. So, I mean, we have a very good competition on our hands from now till May. So, I mean, let's enjoy it.
You think, like, Pep is kind of changing the style, like, for once in his career? Because, you know, normally Pep is always smash and grab, like... Sorry, not smash and grab, like, going for it, press. But this game was very, very, like, when I was watching, it was very different.
I think this is the first time that Pep has managed it. I mean, compared to his previous spells at Bayern and Barcelona, and also, like, the situation of the league at that point in time, you can say that, like, maybe this is the hardest he's had it at any of his clubs. I mean, fine, they've had to push their level. They got 198 points over 2 seasons. But, I mean, apart from maybe the first season where Mourinho's United finished, I think
that was his second season.
Second season?
His first season. Sorry. Oh, yeah, Mourinho's United finished.
His first championship season. Finished second, yes?
Yeah.
So, aside that that season, the second championship season with Liverpool, behind, they've been pushed to their limits to get to these heights. And I mean, he's never had to, like, go the distance at any of his previous clubs. So he has to, there's some level of pragmatism involved now.
Okay.
He has to take certain games and know that sometimes we're not going to, sorry, he's going to enter certain games and know that we're not going to be able to, really, you know, dominate possession, start and get all the shots and everything. So they just had to come out with 3 points. And I think that was the main, the overriding point for him. With the Chelsea game, just telling the boys, let's just get over the line, 3 points, 3 points, 3 points. Yeah.
Do you think he's getting bored?
I mean, it's not looking like. Does he look
reports,
bored?
Reports keep on saying that after this season he's going to leave.
To where?
The other teams now. There's Juventus. There's the Spanish national team.
I don't think bored is the right word to use, because I mean, he looks very, very excited right now. I mean, he looks like he's having a very, very interesting time. I don't know if he's having a very positive time, but it's definitely interesting for him. So I mean, if he was to leave, I wouldn't say it was for lack of excitement. It's probably just because he's trying to get something a little more comfortable for him.
Okay. Let's talk about Chelsea quickly. They haven't won any game against the top six this season. Can we give Frank Lampard a pass this season and say, okay, this season, let's...
Yes, I think, yeah, we always...
Let him see how it is.
Well, maybe you'd expect him to at least win one or two games against the top six, maybe against Arsenal or something.
Nice.
No, just based on current form.
Yeah.
But I guess the rest of the other teams, you feel like the current Chelsea squad right now is...
He has lost to United twice, home and away.
Well, I can't really comment definitively on that. Because what I can tell you is that we always felt like this Chelsea team that Lampard was bringing in, I mean, new manager and I think fairly new squad, also coupled with the transfer ban as well. You felt like we're going to take a little bit, something extra, maybe a little bit more time for them to be on the same level with the teams they're aspiring to be in. That's like the top six group.
Yeah.
So I think it's not that surprising that they haven't won any games against any of the top six. Maybe it's just the type of opponents now. The caliber, I guess. I mean, you expect them to get something against United just off of their current form, but that didn't happen. So, I mean, let's see how it goes. Lampard's team, I think they will get points off one of the top six teams. I'm just not sure which one yet, because they look interesting when they're on the ball and they play really well.
Okay. From Maurizio to Mourinho. How do you feel about the sacking, first of all? The sacking of
it was coming.
Maurizio Pochettino.
It was coming.
And the hire of Jose Mourinho.
Spurs haven't played very well in 2019, especially, and they struggled to get points. I mean, see, their first away win since January.
So you're blaming the manager?
You can't always... I mean, it's a bit unfair to blame the manager in certain situations, but then we know how the game works. We know how the sport is like. Managers come and go. Players most times end up, you know, they stay.
Yeah, they win.
Didn't
you think like Daniel Levy should have given him to the end of the season to like correct him, because like he deserved it now after all he had done for Spurs.
You know, sometimes, especially whenever a new manager a manager that has been around, and we all seem to, because he's sort of like a fan favorite. I mean, even like certain neutrals enjoy his presence in the league. You tend to feel like, oh, just because of what they've done, they should be given at least to the end of the season. That, I don't know, that emotional link, I guess. But Daniel Levy is a businessman, and he probably felt like this relationship has run its course. And him extending it up until the end of the season was something that didn't seem feasible for him, especially because they had someone of Jose Mourinho's caliber waiting on the sidelines. And who knows whether he'll be available in May.
Does any blame go to Levy, though? In terms of the recruitment, in terms of players that Pochettino wants?
Spurs have been very fortunate. They've been able to develop very well, also buy very well in certain areas. And you kind of feel like...
This is the last transfer window. Remember, they didn't sign anybody last season.
No, yes, of course. But I mean,
this transfer window, the team
that Pochettino leads right now isn't by any means a poor team. It's a very good team in midfield, in attack, in defense. Maybe it's a little bit old in the legs. When you talk about Alderweireld, Vertonghen, and Eriksen. But it's still a very good team of paper. So you felt like Pochettino was struggling to get the best out of his players in the last 6 or 7 games. And it didn't look like it was going to change. Just felt like it felt stagnant, sort of. You know, it's not something you can quantitatively assess, but just something you know you can see. And the chairman he did what he had to do, and he brought in Mourinho. And
it's a smart move, Shaw. I mean, the way Spurs have built themselves over the years, I think getting Mourinho was like the next step for them, them to be this permanent big team. Well, they got their first away victory this season. I mean, in how many months now? I think since January. Do you think the style of football will change on that move? Because, I mean, they did concede 2 late goals against West Ham.
It's still...
You will be angry about that.
You'll be very angry about that.
3-0 up and you still...
No, the first thing that Mourinho always wants to do is to try and stop the stop them leaking goals. That's one of his trademarks of his teams. Is very, very defensively solid teams. So, Spurs, you definitely see some shuffling around, maybe in defense, or maybe something, some tactical tweaks here and there to try and address that defensive problem.
So, no more pressing football, no more shooting.
Well, no more pressing. I can't say for sure, because Mourinho himself also going through something where I feel like he's going to have to go through some kind of tactical rebirth to try and fit into the current crop of managers, because I feel like his previous style of management wasn't going down as well.
Updated.
Yeah, with the current system of players, like the current players running in the Premier League. So maybe he has to do some things differently so that he can get results and actually like be liked. Because as much as he doesn't want to admit it, you have to be liked by your players to an extent, because they are playing for you.
Okay. West Ham, they've been in a dismal form.
Boo.
Since they tweeted Pellegrini's on the wheel. Do you see them bouncing back?
On bounce.
They've had, Philippe Anderson since the end of... That should be a year now, close to a year now. Since the end of last year, December. He's done nothing, as per se.
I think, you know, so
nothing.
They have all these very odd South America. He has to go. All his juice is done. He needs to go and refill somewhere else.
But I mean, there's someone that they should look up to, man. So, West Ham, them, like, reviving themselves. You see Pellegrini doing something different.
Something drastic has to happen, man. But I'm looking at their fixtures now, and it's kind of like Pellegrini is going to get fired, I think. Honestly, because they don't seem to put out...
The manager's available. Big Sam. Go for Big Sam.
I mean, let's see what they'll do now. I feel like they want to avoid relegation, especially because they just got this stadium, 2-3 years ago. And you don't want to go down such a shiny stadium. And that would be the main thing on the mind of the owners. How can they? Because it doesn't look like they don't have a bad bunch of players, man. They should at least be floating around the mid-table areas.
Okay, other results. Norwich got their first away win of the season.
Against who else?
After beating...
It can only be them.
Everton.
Dead guy.
Everton have lost 7 league games this season. Marco Silva is on the edge now, right?
He's on the edge.
Sack or stay?
I'm like, can they just get rid of him, man? I don't know. There's so many clubs I need to, so many managers need to go. Ah, carry me, they go.
Speaking of managers, need to go. Arsenal 2, Southampton 2.
Why is that one still there? Don't know why. Good evening. What is he still doing there?
Should Arsenal follow in the footsteps of their neighbors, or does Unai deserve more time?
Time for what? Are you a comedian? Shut up. Can you just imagine? Don't ask me anything. Implement. Implement it. Nothing has been implemented. No. So you're telling me that like, nothing has been implemented.
He's going on 18 months now.
Nebuchadnezzar. You will sleep in the Europa League. Oh god.
By the way things are going, I don't even think they'll qualify for Europa League, man. Let's see how things go for Arsenal. Liverpool. Let's quickly talk about Liverpool. They left it lit to get all 3 points against Crystal Palace. If key players get injured, do you think your supporting cast can help you get results?
I don't know. It's one of those things where.
Why is it so dicey for Liverpool this season in terms of clean sheets as well? What's going on?
There's something I just want to point out, because last season, honestly, when I saw the lineup for the Barcelona second leg Champions League semis,
mm-hmm.
I didn't feel like we were going to qualify.
Yeah.
I mean, if anything, I watched that match out of just stubborn faith.
Mm.
And somehow, I feel like our supporting cast they don't seem to play as well when the main cast is kind of in the wings. They feel like they're there. But when they're like all out, they kind of like up their level, because there's nobody for them to like lean back on, because there's nobody to bring off the bench or anything.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes Origi, Ox, all these guys, when it's like they don't have full responsibility, they have like a bit of responsibility, they don't have all of it, they don't seem to play as well. Because I don't know, Origi so far, I don't know, he's having trouble like upping his levels, especially when he starts. And it's very worrisome for me, because I feel like
is that a positional thing?
I don't know, maybe he wants to play nine all the time, but then I think in a Liverpool team, nobody is going to play nine all the time. Nobody's going to play wing all the time.
Yeah.
Everyone in front of you is always alternating. Even like Firmino will always move out, in Salah out, in Mane out, and everyone's always shuffling. So you have to get used to the fact that in the Jurgen Klopp Liverpool setup, you're not a nine or a winger, you're a forward.
Okay. Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. So like your answer is basically no. Watford, nil, Burnley 3, Bournemouth 1, Wolves 2. I think those were the results in the Premier League. Let's take a break.
Why are you thinking?
I mean, maybe you know.
Next segment. Don't waste my time.
Hey there. Do you want household kitchen goods? There's no other place to get them than ATE Household. They have different variety of goods ranging from plates, cups, wine glasses, soap bowls, and more. For more info, you can check out www.jumia.com.ng/ATE-household. You can also contact us on our Instagram page ATE_households or call 081-233-13349 to place an order.
Okay, time for Chalet Part 2. Let's start with the La Liga. Real Madrid, Barcelona, they're sharing top spot now after wins over Real Sociedad and Leganes, respectively. Barcelona had to grind out their win over Leganes. How have they lost their spot, please, man? Like, why are they struggling against Leganes, like 20th on the table?
It's the stuff of champions now. You've not heard it before. When you need a win, you're back against the wall. You just come out with 3 points. Why are you stopping?
Five years ago. Or let me just say 3 years ago. If I told you to predict the game, Barcelona v Leganes. Oh, sorry, Leganes v Barcelona, what would you say?
Leganes 2, Barcelona 1.
Mado. You will have said that.
No, they are a young team coming from the lower division, wanting to make a point. So you don't know what's going to happen. So for you to just assume that.
So what are you saying? Football, anything can happen.
This is football. Superstar, DJ exclusive. Yeah.
But you have not answered mission.
Like, no, no, but for real though, I mean, those ones, they are finished as well. Clearly, they are tactically lost. They are in the desert.
Them, so is the manager.
Them and the Israelites just moving aimlessly. Good evening. They are just going around.
So, sack?
Oh, boy, sack now.
Wow.
Sack.
You think they'll get Ronald Koeman?
See talent. No, talent. Talent full ground. And they're playing as if, no, they don't know how to kick ball. They just have one good player that is helping them do things occasionally.
And he's tired right now, so like, you can't do
kill him. No, kill him now. Because now Ibrahim can come in and play ball.
Ronald Koeman, big switch things up. You know he has that clause in his contract that if Barcelona becomes, he will leave.
I don't know if he wants to leave Netherlands, unless maybe they'll run some kind of deal where...
Yeah, what I said.
What?
He said he has a clause in his contract. Period.
No, so no, I mean, his country does qualify for the Euros.
I don't know me now. Why would you put the clause in your
contract? Why are we acting as if that one...
That one, no, me.
You know, so he will just leave the... Okay. clearly, we disagree on that, so just leave it.
You that you were supporting Netherlands under 17 over Nigeria. Please, oh, priorities. Respect.
Stop saying that rubbish. I've told you before. If you say it again, I'll punch you.
I don't bother with this shit.
That's your business.
Zidane and Real Madrid. I think Real Madrid have started like finding their way again.
Mm-hmm. Did you see that rubbish that was happening with Bale? No. Magistas. Certainly, you people seem to, God forgive me, you people seem to be lacking it in certain areas.
They boot Ronaldo too now, so it's not...
No.
Like...
Why are you booing your players in a must-win game? Does that make any sense whatsoever? I mean, you take out time to boo your player every time he touches the ball. Your own player. I mean, are you sick?
Mm. But I'm saying Ronaldo even got booed. So...
That's his business. I don't care. Ha.
Like, they don't care about anybody. Now. I mean, they were unveiling Hazard and they were shouting, we want the puppy. So, I mean, it's just a Real Madrid thing.
Very rarely run club, man. I think the way they think about certain things and players.
Is it about them, how they run the club or... just the fans as sports.
The attitude towards players, yes. I think it's very poor.
Yeah. So, last, Bale is doing the right thing now by playing golf and stuff and just doing his thing. Well, let's talk about
I didn't ask him to be disrespectful towards his employers because I don't know who sent him to carry that stupid flag.
We're talking about that in another second. Are they favourites for La Liga with the current form?
Favorites now.
You just said.
Say it again.
Favorites.
Say it again.
Favorites.
You see yourself. You are just making yourself.
You like, know, like, do you know you're your favorite?
Like a clown. No. You bozo the clown. You see, you two, you call it, you're talking.
You
say favorite.
Why you just said that?
It's better than
Sanjay. Did you just say that?
But even if they're in the desert, they still have the best player to ever touch a football on this planet.
But Madrid are doing well now.
That's their business. They don't have the best player to ever kick a ball.
They are the same point.
They don't have. I will say it again. Don't interrupt me. I'm warning you this the last time. Okay. They don't have the best ever player to ever lay hand on a football, lay leg on a ball in the history of ever.
I know your answer now. What do you think about Benzema this season?
He's doing very well. He's doing very well. Mm-hmm. Even not for beef, you know how they've been. I suppose don't call him up.
Like really, like why?
But I mean, he messed up, so he doesn't deserve to get called back.
Like never personally. Again. Come on, ever. Now. Forgive me.
No, no. Honestly, personally, I feel like what he did was unforgivable to me. It's very. And then, honestly, the matter in which he's approached it, like, oh wow, I did this thing. You guys forgive me. Let me get back in the squad. I think it's very, very abominable behavior. Mm-hmm. He doesn't seem to show any remorse for what he did. And honestly, the kind of thing that he did, man, was just really bad. I mean. Selling information to the press, all those things. It's very poor showing from you, man. These are your teammates. Why would you do something like that?
Okay, Hazard, his form.
It's, does it look different? you will seem to think that I don't know that.
Are you saying Chelsea and Premier League overhyped him? Is that what you're saying right
now? You know, he's the one that is there. I don't understand. That's him. I watched the match. Did you see a different person? Eden Hazard. I mean, don't disturb me.
Don't you think he should be doing more?
Doing more like what? You want to kill him?
So he cannot get more goals in the La Liga.
He has tried. He has scored what? One.
Okay.
His goals will come when they're going to come. Don't worry.
What do you mean?
It's Hazard, man. See, don't worry. There's a period when the team is going to need him and then he does come really clutch. I think he's more of a clutch type player. He just... when you need him, he'll be there.
Okay.
Charlie, they don't need him now.
Atletico doing Atletico things. They drew against Granada, are we? 1-1.
Is that not their type? That's what they like to do. They like to play rubbish.
Wow. God help them.
These are the ones to win Champions League. We don't draw another 2.5. Explain yourself.
Let's not. Just 1-3.
Those ones are idiots.
What kind of stupid game is that? What kind of form is going on at Dortmund? I don't understand. What is happening? Like, people... I don't think people will ever take them serious as title contenders now.
Why?
The form is bad now.
Oh, no, I'm just messing with you. Relax. Okay. I feel like you take everything I take seriously, you know, man. I asked you why. You said, Kondi, explain. You know, they see the scoreline. 3-0 to 3-3. That's how you know. Bayern.
At home.
Sorry. I mean, credit to Bayern, man. If they want to lose, all, they just lose with their chest. And then they just lose the match. Well, I mean, 3-0 to 3-3. You're expending all that energy to just get a point. I don't know, man. You say, like, mentality and all that. But, I mean... considering the level of opposition they were facing, yeah, and they seem to kind of get this kind of results against teams that are meant to be flooring.
Yeah.
So
you don't know as well.
I can't fathom why. I don't. You want to say maybe the team is young, but I mean, this is not their first title running.
Mm-hmm.
They should be getting used to things like this. They
at
should
least, at least doing the normal thing. I think the basics. No disrespect to Paderborn, but doing the normal thing. Beat Paderborn.
Beat them.
Get 3 points.
Get 3 points. Yeah.
Like don't be celebrating a
frankly this draw is just, I mean, it's for their pocket.
They are fifth on the table.
They need to do better. At least try and get they need to go up a few places on the table before the Christmas break.
And they're not far from it. 5 points. Should they get Poch? Like, should they sack Lucien Favre?
Are you Poch's agent? Why are you just marketing him everywhere? What's Poch. The issue? You like Poch?
Let me speak as an Arsenal fan.
Don't do that.
Bayern, they seem to have gotten their mojo back. Wonder has data flick. 3 wins in a row. And like the wins were really convincing. Not like, you know, those 2-1 last minute. Like,
They're balling.
Red Bayern, like, beating.
They don't win title now. It's done.
I play your tips from the first day.
I do not know that man. If I saw that man in the street, I would not be able to recognize that man. See, tips are irrelevant, man. What's important now is what I'm feeling
right now.
My
like
feelings.
This moment now.
Yeah, my feelings. Yeah, that's the truth.
Feelings.
Whatever you heard before, it's not.
Okay.
Exactly.
There was a shock result. Union Berlin beat Mönchengladbach.
That's kind of like their thing this season. Union Berlin, you know, they just
they beat with Dortmund, right?
Now,
bro, they're beating Borussia boys.
Troublesome fellas, yeah? Not bad. Welcome to the Bundesliga.
Welcome. Hopefully they stay. Yeah. Serie A.
Why you do like that now? You will stay.
Amen. Serie
A.
Juventus stop. Inter still chasing Napoli in shambles. Juventus seem to have this swagger about them. When they look like losing, they always come up with the beats, even without Ronaldo.
That Juventus team is just, frankly, I like their composure. Everything's soft.
I was speaking to a friend.
They are not stressed. You know that anything that wants to happen.
He put them on his betting slip.
Your wife to not stay. It's very important that whatever team you're supporting, they don't stay in your wife. Every weekend, I don't call some teams. You are scared whether you have some fans just have permanent hypo. They just always have hypo. Because you are always that your club is staining your white, but Juve does not stain white. Shout out to them.
Mad.
Yes. Fino Alafan, everything you call him.
I don't really know. I'm sorry about that. I know you look up to me to all these things.
God will punish you. Who they look up to you? Who they look up to you? They mad. Well, yeah, please.
You think they can like take a step further Champions League?
Oh, well, I say I'm not gonna lie, this Champions League thing now is looking like them English teams and maybe one of those Spanish teams.
Maybe Bayern just
because I don't think they have any serious challengers in Germany, so I feel like they will place their focus. And then also depending on the draw as well, because I mean,
yes,
the luck of the draw as well. I think if any of these other teams don't face an English opponent very early on, because right now the English league, the teams from England look very, very... I think we might probably have another team from England win it again if it's not Liverpool.
Okay. I thought Torino would be top for Inter, but they passed with flying colours. 3-0.
Yeah, that was a weird one because I felt like it was going to be a lot tougher. Yeah, but it was very comfortable.
Do you find it weird that you know when they say like when new coaches come in, like okay, they need time, they need this thing. Conte is just here what how many months and like it's challenging for the title already.
He clearly has a template that he takes to every new club. Go like, all right, boys, this is what I'm going to do. Don't stress me, I won't stress you. Yeah. Capiche?
Did you hear about his advice for the Inter fan, for the Inter players?
We heard it. Let's not speak about it because clearly
he's very. I advise you.
I don't play football. I don't know.
You don't play.
I don't play. I don't know what that is. Let me tell you. Maybe it's at some point I start, you know, some pro-am things. Yeah. Maybe we can get into that ministry. But that we keep that advice in the back pocket.
Can they win this year?
I hope so.
If they finish second, it's a good season for them.
I hope so. I think. I just want anyone that is in UV to win it, man. Let's something new. And it would be nice for Conte, you know. I think he's gotten a lot of questions since he left the Chelsea job, which is kind of odd considering, I mean, what he did there and what he did prior to that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
So let's see how it goes. But yeah, I just want the race to be more interesting this year because sometimes you just feel like Napoli are going to do challenge and then fade away at the last second. Okay. So let's have some variety.
Napoli, as you said, they will fade away at the last second. To me, they're fading away already. They're still in disarray.
Yeah, but then the distraction coming in with the tiff between the board, is it the chairman and the players? Mm-hmm. It's just very, very unnecessary right now at a period when the team isn't playing so well. And they need to sort that out because I feel like off the field matters can definitely affect on-pitch performances.
No,
so,
wins in six.
Yeah. Mm. So they need to sort that out and just try and get their ish together. Ish.
Who are you going to blame for all this?
Why must you pick someone to blame? Why can't all just be collective blame, Kyle?
Okay.
Is that a problem?
I have to take a break.
No, talk to me now.
All right, people. A new season is here. Still repping your team always. Update you gave Jesse County today. It doesn't matter what team you support. Real Madrid, Man United, Lakers or the Warriors, we got you covered. For more info, call 080-747-26223. You can also follow us on social media at Jesse County NG, both on Twitter and Instagram. Stay cool.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
All right, it's time for Are You Not Entertained?
Pra.
I know you spoke about this already.
Pratata.
The Bill Banner tin.
The what now?
Bill,
oh yeah.
He helped Wales qualify for Euro 2020. What? 2020, right?
Yeah,
2020.
You know the thing. See, let's just go straight to it. I feel like, cause I mean, anybody that watches football probably knows about Banner. But basically, in case you weren't able to catch up, Wales, Golf, Madrid. That was the order on flag. And I mean, a lot of Real Madrid fans felt very offended by that because they felt like they're not a priority to someone who plays most of his football with them and also gets paid a lot of money to play ball for them.
Mm.
So I mean, it's. Clearly, that thing was tongue-in-cheek. But, I mean, in Spain, they take their football very seriously. So, I mean, any statements, joke or not, won't be viewed. They won't be viewed kindly by the supporters. And when he came on in the game against Sociedad, he was booed every touch. But, I mean, as the game went on and he started showing, like, flashes of himself, he had to clap for him. So, I mean, I don't know. It's a very, very touchy fan base. They're always very...
Fickle,
that's the word. Yeah, they don't know what is that they want. But I wish they would pick his side.
Okay.
But frankly, I think that's one of the most disgusting things about the fan base. And that's one thing I don't like about the Madrid fan base.
Do you think Bale was right to do that as a professional? Or can we look at the incident as him being a human?
Man, I don't know, to be honest, because like he's definitely human. And a lot of times
because
you, no, no, because
really,
no,
really, he didn't just hold the banana. I mean, it was the whole team, right?
Yeah, the whole, yeah, so the whole like, team. But and a lot of times, professionals get a lot of stick and they just wait not to say anything. And while I feel like he's actually conducted himself very, very graciously in everything that has been done, you know, he plays the games that he's meant to play. Yep. He hasn't said anything untoward about the club or anything like that. Yeah, professional, do you get? So, I mean, a little tongue-in-cheek statement, is if that's his own way of getting his way back at the fans or whatever, I mean, tit for tat, man. I mean, it's that's boost, boss.
Yeah, I'm really happy because, I mean, Madrid treats their players like, let me just put some money in the jar, like shit at times. So, like, it's good that a player is kind of fighting back. Gabriel Barbosa, yeah, we spoke about him earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I know Ife remembers him now, so Ife is part of the old
I don't remember
the old guard.
I don't remember him. Me, Sweet 16.
That was drama.
Uh-huh.
That was drama in the Copa Libertadores. I think River Plate were 1-0 up until the 89th minute. He scored the equalizer. He also scored the winner in the 90th, like in added time, plus uh-huh. 4, and got a red card. Special game.
Took off his shirt or what? What did you do?
I think he took off his shirt twice. Took off his shirt for the collider, took off his shirt for the winner as well.
I think he's mental. Doesn't have a suspension carry into the Club World Cup?
I don't know. But they actually won the Copa Libertadores.
Wow. South American players are special, yeah?
Yes, they are special. They love the drama and everything. But I mean, it's good for him because his Mundo. His career was like dwindling. Inter didn't make it. Benfica didn't get a game. Went back to Brazil, you know, put his head down.
Yeah.
He scored 30 goals this season.
And who knows? He's still very young. He can probably end that move back to Europe. Because, I mean, he wants to win the Champions League. That's one of...
Yo, he said that.
No, like...
He said that. No, I'm asking you because the way he wants to win Champions League. Yes, he said it now. I'm just joking.
No, don't touch me. Don't touch me. Because clearly you're feeling yourself. You're asking me very silly questions. Not your fault, because I came here to record podcast with you.
Why your job now? I'm not, why no, don't be your job.
No, no, try that thing again for your life. Job, I don't want you now. For the last time, I will want you. Listeners, me on here now. I don't want now. No be joke. I don't follow you now. Just imagine.
Big ups, Gabby Go. Big ups. The NFF, they blamed ICPC and EFCC for the poor outing for the national teams.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
The NFL.
Yes?
They blamed ICPC and the EFCC for the poor outing for the national team.
They
were being investigated for fraud and all those things and teams. And
so teams they couldn't release money?
I don't know. They're just...
They're investigating, investing on one side.
That was the distraction, you know? Like, the heads...
These ones
couldn't really focus on the team, so they had to focus on court cases instead of the team.
End the segment. End it. Because if I start talking, we won't leave here, honestly, because I am livid. What's okay, you just bring rubbish to the podcast for us to discuss. What do you think that is?
So you're blaming me?
I'm blaming you.
It's news,
no. No, since we're blaming ICPC, I blame you for bringing this headline here. Since we want to be foolish, useless administrators. You should come and find me. Can you just imagine what kind of dirty excuse is that?
In Ikeja along. That's what I say. Eredivisie, brilliant campaign against racism. The first minute of all the games, they just clapped for a minute. And then the banners stuff all over the stadium condemning racism.
I hope that, brilliant, you know, I would like for things like this to be happening less and less. Because honestly, You want to see less events like this happening, not because you don't need them, not because racism doesn't exist, but because we've been able to tackle the problem better, and we have more open-minded people and people that are more accepting. And generally, just less, I don't know, turds.
Yes.
Did I say turds properly? Turds. Yeah. Yeah. Just be more, have more empathy, act like a human being.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause like, wow, you just have to realize that skin color exists. And you shouldn't treat people any better or any less because of that. So it's very, very...
You are not superior to nobody.
I really applaud the initiative by the Dutch players and the Dutch FA and then the Dutch people as a whole.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, you know, Europe sometimes, they tend to ignore the racist elements in society and just pretend like, well, this problem doesn't even exist.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, actually, like, highlighting this problem and trying to make sure that you can change people's minds about racism.
Yeah.
and how they react to people of color and interact with them. I think it's very important, and I applaud them.
Okay, brilliant. Lastly, Gail Give, former Black Bomb player.
What happened to him?
He was in an interview where he was talking about Sam Allardyce. They were meant to play Man United, like, I think the next weekend. Mm-hmm. So Sam Allardyce played videos from 300 and the Gladiator to cheer them up. They lost the game 7-1.
300, all those guys have been dying now. Sam. Oh, but they died now. Every last one. I was surprised by the score. Like, moving on.
Managers are so funny, man. He played it to Jaden. Come on. Like, I'm shocked. And he was like, all of them reacted to it. Like, come on.
I'm actually not surprised that he lost 7-1, because if you think about it, what's 300? He threw that spare and he just caught the guy small like that. That's the one goal. Then they now charged them 7, you understand? So, yeah.
But I mean,
he go well.
The other soldiers were still coming.
He balanced. Nobody showed again. See,
the other soldiers were still coming.
Did they come on time? Everybody died.
Let's go for a break if you. Okay, time to wrap up the show now. Let's start with FPL picks. Fear, how did you do?
Ah, wow, booming.
Your captain was Jamie Vardy, right?
Jamie Vardy, man. I think he got a goal and assist.
Yeah, man.
So I think.
And luckily for him, the missed penalty did not count because they had to play penalty.
So I mean, yeah. Lis Musse scored. Came off injured.
Went off injured, rather.
Pity the midfielder. No, I think we'd have kept the clean sheet.
Bonus, yeah, clean sheet bonus. That's true.
But let's
see
how. It ranks him, but Bonos was not thinking again because of how the game ended.
Alisson,
very interesting end to the United game.
We didn't even talk about that game.
Yeah,
wow, 3-3.
Yeah, it was crazy now.
What happened to both teams? I don't get, because I mean, you could see that, like Sheffield had this, that kind of thing,
they showed some cracks. And I think United showed that they're
not. Could it be John Egan? You know, he didn't play. And also, Dean Henderson did not play because he can't play against his parent club.
For sure. Because you feel like some of those keeper. For the Rashford with third one. I think he wasn't on his line for that. Maybe Henderson might not have done that. So, all in all, I think it's a fair result for both teams. Ole has to be worried that they couldn't get. I mean, he's expected.
Do you think the Twenzebe substitution was too early?
I don't know.
Because according to one of our good friends, CK Kalu, he says they should have continued attacking because the momentum was with them.
Well, looking at it from Oli's perspective, I think it's a bit silly. We're not silly, but CK, it's a bit funny now. How about...
It's kind of like a domino effect. It's 50-50. Because if you went on to attack and then the counter attack...
Yeah, you say that, so, it's a bit of like, you're saying this now... Because of the context in which
I think he said it before the goal went in. I saw his tweet. Said it before the goal went in.
Well, you know, it goes either way, because I mean, if they end up winning the game now, it's a very masterful substitution from
tactics. Yeah. Tactical. Yeah.
I mean, let's see how it goes. Me personally, I feel like Sheffield are doing very well compared to I mean, looking at what people said.
They're on top of both United and Arsenal. So.
Yes, I mean, they're doing okay. United, on the other hand, will have to be worried about this. I mean, credit to them for getting something out of the game, something out of nothing.
Yeah.
But they were leading and then they couldn't close out the game and get 3 points.
You think Ole is still going to stay? Mm-hmm. Job now that Poch is available?
So, I think I picked what I think I missed out from? Anthony Martial, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah,
nothing. As Perel say. Nothing.
And we go to keeper now, Alisson.
Nothing. Well, you said he made 5 saves.
Five saves, so 3 points.
3 points. No.
Unlucky. This, I feel like the clean sheets are going to come from Liverpool at some point this season. It's taking a while.
And so you're telling us to still stick to Liverpool players. You know you're going for the
Club World Cup
and everything.
Yeah, but then there's an easy run of fixtures coming up after this now. I think now we have like fixtures a little more. It's kinder to us. So, I mean, just hold out. Especially the fullbacks, you know.
2 clean sheets all season. Once, even the easy teams have been scoring you. So.
Yeah, once those assists and things start clicking, man, it's going to be like looking really nice to have any Liverpool defenders on your team.
Okay.
So I think, yeah, FPL picks was
decent.
Six over 10.
Six. Good man. Bash the bookies. Pereira is not here to give it to us. But I think from next week, I'm not sure, but I think from next week he will drop something. Mm-hmm. Your handle. The handles.
Isn't that your handle?
Handles.
Alright, so you can follow Paps at PAPPI.
I said your handle, man.
Yeah, I'll spoil yours first now. It's
Cutsy.
Yeah. So like follow him at PAPPI. You can follow me at Fineboy Forever. And you can follow the Footy on Paper account at Footy on Paper on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah.
And if you want to do all the other stuff, man, you just hear the relevant info soon.
Okay. Yeah. Ciao, ciao. Bye. Yeah,
bye.
See you next week. Hear us next week.
See my hear us next week.
Is that right?
Well, we'll just end the podcast.
What do you mean end the podcast? What does that mean?
Stop. Alright, so you can follow us at Footy on Paper on Twitter and Instagram. That's at FOOTYONPAPER. So if you like what you've been listening to and you want to, just interact with us, get logged into our regular content, our competitions, everything that's going on with Footy on Paper, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Footy on Paper. And if you want to also place an ad, you can send us an email at thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. That's thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. Also, you can send us voice messages on any of your preferred platforms. The link is there. So you can just record a little something and just send to us. Cheers.